Perfect. Yeah, and just give
him
my number.
Tell them to let me know that Tom.
Hello?
Hi, is Alan available?
No, he's not.
Do you expect him back in today?
I don't know if he'll be back in today or not. It might be in the morning before he comes back in.
Okay, no problem. I can try back later. Does he have like a voicemail or something that I can leave a message on or email
he's
or something?
He's got a cell phone, and I guess he's got a voicemail on it, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
I give him his cell phone number.
Sure. What is his cell phone number?
Okay, it's 205.
Uh huh.
369.
Uh huh.
1932.
1932. Okay, great. And what is your name again?
My name is Linda.
Linda, are you his wife?
No, I'm his mother.
His mother. Oh, okay, gotcha. So he does he yeah, I was just looking to get in touch with him for the business there. There was a potential need for some financing coming up, so I just wanted to follow up. I'll try his cell number.
They don't need they can't afford another loan, so no. They ain't gonna get nothing financed.
No problem. Well, we also help with the equipment. I don't know if he's looking to replace any of the trucks or any equipment or anything like that. But I can always check with them.
I can tell you they need new equipment, but they can't afford it. The work is not that good right now.
Gotcha. It's a slower industry at this time, huh?
It is. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Well. Well. Hey, I really appreciate your time, Linda.
Yeah. Get a good president in here. Maybe we can. You know, things will get better and we'll have more work.
I sure hope so. Yeah, things are. I'm hoping things calm down and get better the economy after the elections here. So hopefully we'll see a little boost in that after election time later this year. So
I hope so.
Yeah. How long has Alan been in business for?
Oh, they've been in business all their life. Their daddy started the business. So actually, their daddy started this business in 1969.
Wow, that's awesome.
They grew up in it, yeah.
So you guys have been through several recessions, so if you could make it through anything if you guys made it through all those different recessions, the one in the 80s and the 2000 and 2008, you know what I mean?
We made it, but it wasn't easy.
It wasn't easy, but you did it.
And, you know, sometimes you eat beans and taters, and that's it.
For me, it's top ramen and tuna, if that happens.
Oh, okay.
Beans and taters are just as good, though, or even better, actually.
Yeah, but where do you live?
I'm in San Diego.
Oh, okay. See, we here in Alabama in the South, we eat beans, taters, and cornbread.
That sounds so good. I can't even tell you right now. It sounds so delicious.
You probably never eat it.
I haven't experienced, like, the real deal of that sort of stuff, but just the impressions at the restaurant, and that's about it.
Yeah.
That's nothing legit from like a you know, like a home.
Yeah.
So okay, Linda. Well, hey, thank you again very much.
Okay.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.